Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, guess what?
You found the cure to coronavirus. I can move to London and start my new life. You're engaged to a woman you haven't even met in person. Do you want me to keep guessing?
Dear Lord, no. I think I finally perfected my sourdough. Ta-da! See? Huh? Smell that. Okay. Rosemary, look, I have this idea. It involves us and a truce.
I am hesitantly waiting.
Seymour's 90th is in 2 weeks. You know, he doesn't want us to, you know, make a big thing of it, but of course we kind of have to.
I can't imagine being 90 during a pandemic. He must be so lonely.
Yeah, his social calendar is busier than ours. He goes for walks with his neighbor down the hall, like, every day. He's living his life.
What? Dude, Fauci would lose his mind.
They wear masks and they stay outside, but still, I think it probably scares me more than it does him.
Speaking of walks, did I hear a rumor that you and Hallie are getting together in person?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Don't you think you should have asked me first?
We're planning to be outside and 6 feet apart, and we're both wearing masks.
It's fine, I guess. I just would have asked you before I decided to expose us to, like, outside germs.
Well, you weren't worried about me meeting up with Lewis and standing 6 feet apart.
The news keeps getting worse and worse, Ben. I'm allowed to be scared, you know?
Okay, what would you like me to do?
I don't know. Don't kiss.
Seriously?
I mean, you kissed me on our first date.
Well, I promise we'll be super careful.
I gotta get that. Okay, so the brand ethos is security, cleanliness, and trustworthiness?
Right, they want to work in the blue color family and stay away from the red.
Cool, so not copying Chase Bank at all. Okay, I can have logo mock-ups to you by Tuesday.
It's so great to have you back, Rosemary.
Yeah, okay. Don't forget, it's temporary.
How are you holding up? Do you have a new departure date in mind?
The flight is booked July 1st, but, you know.
Living alone during all this must be even harder, huh?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? I wish I was alone. I've been staying with my ex, and...
You're quarantined with your ex-boyfriend?
Please don't remind me. He's stubborn as hell, and...
And you're not?
Shut up.
Oh, I've got to teach Luna science class in 5. This homeschooling situation is a nightmare. I'm glad you don't have any children. Oh. But if you need a place to crash and can brave having Legos stuck to your feet all the time, Luna's got bunk beds and she loves a sleepover.
Tell Luna I'm packing my bags.
Ah.
So, about that truce?
Oh, right.
What if you help me on Seymour's birthday present, and in exchange, you don't have to pay me rent next month?
Hey, I just started back with work, and I'm on, like, this crazy deadline. I mean, what do you have in mind?
You started back with work?
Yeah, I need money, and this virus isn't going anywhere.
It's just an uncharacteristically realistic response, that's all.
Cool. Well, losing interest in this truce, Ben.
Okay, look. The idea is I want to cut together a film of all of Seymour's favorite people, you know, telling their funny stories about him. You know, no syrupy bullshit, but, like, real funny Seymour stuff. I thought you could help design the titles, help with the interviews. You're so good at getting people to open up.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it would mean a lot to him, and he loves you.
If only he was 60 years younger.
Gross.
I don't know. It's just too bad you don't take after him more. Things might have worked out differently between us.
Okay, ignoring that.
But yeah, I'll help. I could actually use a break from these logo mock-ups. You want to start working on the list now?
I'm actually going out to meet Hallie, but tonight we can order in Joe's and we can drink that Gamay you freaked out over for wine night.
Oh, okay. Good luck, lover boy. See you later. Wear a mask.
What are you wearing on your date, Benjamin?
Let's see. I got some skinny jeans and some New Balances kicks.
Benjamin, absolutely not the New Balances. Women hate those shoes. Go back and change into those boots I bought you for your birthday last year.
I think I'm going to be okay, see. But I appreciate the advice.
Mm. This Hallie cat could be a winner. Don't you want to make a good New Balance-free impression on her?
Well, yeah, but...
How many internet dates have you been on now?
Six? But Hallie and I have been texting every day.
I asked your grandma to marry me on our sixth date.
How did you know she was the one?
The one? That's bullshit. But we have many soulmates, Benjamin. They come in all shapes and sizes. Platonic, romantic, familial. Even dogs, too. You hate dogs, but you know what I mean.
I don't hate dogs. I just think shedding is kind of... whatever, but... How are you supposed to know if someone's right for you?
Let me let you in on a little secret. No one knows anything. We're all pretending. I'm almost 90 and I still don't know anything. The older you get, the more you realize you don't know shit. Just have to try, Ben. Hallie might be the one for you today, for a few months, for forever. Or she may not. But you won't know until you try. You know what I do know? I love you. You're a soulmate of mine. The best damn grandkid a man could ever ask for.
You're gonna make me cry, see?
Oh, crying is good. Women love tears. Take that energy into your day.
Man, I love that you're so into baseball. That's rare for a...
Wow, is that a sexist comment from Mr. Elizabeth Warren himself?
No. I was going to say for an investment banker.
Sure you were.
It's so fun to finally meet you in person.
I know. I was starting to think I made you up.
Me too. Is it rude if I say you're a little shorter than I imagined?
Is it rude if I say your style is worse than I imagined?
Oh, okay. Is it the shoes? Because my grandfather was giving me shit about them on the way over. Maybe I...
Seymour, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good memory.
If your grandfather is giving you shit, you know that's bad.
To be fair, he's like the OG hipster. He's a legend. He ran a restaurant downtown. Italian food. It's amazing. He was a king of the chess tables at Washington Square Park. And, well, frankly, now he's the most eligible bachelor in his retirement community. So he's just...
I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, what restaurant have you been missing most during quarantine?
Definitely Sister Spirit over on 4th. You know that one? Their chicken liver mousse is out of this world. No, seriously, it's unbelievable. And if I never get a chance to eat their malted chocolate budino again, I think I might die. I'll have to take you when they reopen.
Count me in.
Okay.
How has quarantine been for you? Anyways, you mentioned you have a roommate.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about her.
Her?
Yeah, Rosemary.
Is she gay?
No.
Is there sexual tension? Is there history?
Look, Rosemary and I are just friends. We...
Oh my god, she's your ex, isn't she?
Damn, yes. Okay, but... Hallie, I promise you, it's entirely over. Nail in the coffin, buried 6 feet underground. She was moving to London and didn't have a place to go when the pandemic hit. I had just gotten laid off, so it just kind of happened.
Oh, do you have feelings for her?
I don't.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure that I want to be here with you right now.
I want to be here with you right now, too.
You know, if this was a normal date... I'd ask if I could kiss you.
I think it's a normal date. I can't believe I'm saying this, Marley, but I think I'm into him.
Sexy Cambridge professor? Wait, I thought his photos were from a decade ago and you were ghosting him.
No, Ben.
I'm gonna hang up right now if you're being serious.
Come on, think about it. We love spending time together.
You've been at each other's throats for weeks.
Because there's passion, there's sexual tension.
No. There's toxicity, a lack of communication. You're just people who don't address the needs of their inner children.
Stop being so rational and believe in love for a minute.
I believe in love. I don't believe in you and Ben. You two are on totally different pages. You're in totally different books. You're moving to London.
Yeah, but who knows when London is happening? Like, what if we could make it work? What if we could compromise?
Says the most stubborn person I know.
Things are different. We have perspective. We're different.
Are you drunk? Where did Rosemary go?
Here? I'm working on a birthday present for Ben's grandfather.
Seriously? Why isn't Ben there?
He'll be here any minute. He is late, though.
Oh, boy.
We just had a picnic for 6 hours. 6 hours! I mean, that's how much we had to talk about. We literally did not stop. I don't want to get ahead of myself, Louis, but this could be it, man.
Wow, okay, big words.
We're on the same page, you know? We want the same things, like real family things. God, it's such a breath of fresh air from the other girls I've dated who just want to keep things light and casual and see how it goes.
Oh, you mean your roommate?
And others. With Rosemary, I mean, the chemistry is undeniable, but she drives me nuts, man. And as much as she says she wants kids one day, I can't take that risk. You know, someone like you, you'd be fine with that since, you know, you don't want to have kids. But for me, it's like the most important thing. I just can't compromise on that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I totally get that, man.
I mean, we weren't ripping each other's clothes off, but we were in a public place. And it was the first time we'd ever met in person, so...
Well, sounds promising.
Oh, you have to meet her, man.
I'd love to, but we might have to wait a beat because I actually have something to tell you.
Wait, are you backing out of the film? You know I can't do this without you.
No. I'm still in, dude, for sure. It's just, Laura is pregnant.
You're gonna be a dad.
Yeah, she just hit 8 weeks. We weren't trying, but it feels like...
Congratulations, Louis. I'm thrilled for you guys.
Thanks, man. I know it's a tough subject for you, but I just...
No, Louis, I'm happy for you. You and Laura are going to be incredible parents. Yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna go. Can you give Laura my congratulations?
Ben, wait. I know this is... Wait, Ben.
Ben, welcome home. You're...
Not now, Rosemary.
Okay, this better be good. Jeff, whose name is spelled like Joff, just got done from the island.
I think his date was awful. He's all teary-eyed. Do you think this is...
Oh, my God. Seriously?
My chance. I was going to say my chance. If he doesn't like Hallie anymore, I should go for it, right? Like, tell him how I feel?
Girl, you are so chaotic right now.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I actually know what I want.
And that's Ben?
Exactly.
Rosemary, if you actually care about him, let him be.
Ben?
Can I have some space, please?
I have something that might cheer you up. You know, whatever it is, Joe's and Gamay can fix it. To the unexpected? So I started working on the titles for Seymour's film.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, don't sweat it. Anything for Seymour?
Of course. Man, I forget how good this pizza is. Thanks for ordering it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Okay, so obviously I don't really know what happened on your date, and I don't want to overstep or anything, but I kind of been thinking recently, what if we gave this a shot?
What? This? This as in us?
Yeah, us.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know. Maybe things are different now. We've been through this unprecedented time together, and
this has got to be a joke. Don't do this, Rosemary. This is the last thing I need right now. First, my fuck up of a best friend gets pregnant, and now my ex-girlfriend turned roommate who doesn't want to have kids wants to date me again? No way. No way. Just get out.
Get out?
Are you really that much of a child that you see your ex-boyfriend go out on one date and decide you all of a sudden want him back?
You really are a selfish, stubborn asshole, and I hope you never become a father.
From Vogue, The Run Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture, with Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.